This is Sarah Machen for Phoenix FM. I've just been along to a rehearsal of the Hutton and Shenfield Choral Society, where I caught up with its chair, Richard Randall. Richard, welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Tell me about the choir.
Well, it's the Hutton and Shenfield Choral Society. We've been going for nearly 50 years now. We've got 120 members, and we're based in Brentwood, Shenfield and Hutton.
That's where your members are primarily from.
On the whole, we do have people travel further distances.
Next season, the 2016-17 season, is especially exciting for the choir because you're celebrating your 50th anniversary.
That is correct. I haven't been in the choir for 50 years, although my father was in the first performance. So between us, we have been in every concert. Yeah, that's very exciting for us. We're singing Vivaldi, Gloria, then we're moving on to do Carmina Burana, which is a tremendous challenge, and then we're ending up with Bach's Momentous St. Matthew Passion.
And they're all coming up from this autumn onwards?
That is correct. Yeah, that takes us right through to next year. We plan, you have to plan several years ahead to book soloists. For example, the following year we're hoping to do Benjamin Britten War Requiem, and we've already hired the star man to do that, and coming to do that is one of the absolute top tenors who sings that piece in the whole of the world. So we're very excited about that.
And who is he?
He's Mark Wilde.
So that's quite a coup for the choir to get him.
It is. Actually, we did it about 10 years ago, and he came and sang it then. And of course, he's got more older and he's more famous, but he's coming back to. The only funny story to say is that you probably know that opera singer who does the go compare advertisement that drives everybody mad. We used to have him, but now we tried to get him again, but he wanted £8,000 to perform, whereas normally he'd have charged £750. So it's all right for him, but not so good for us.
And at the moment you're preparing Brahms' Requiem, which you're performing on the 16th of July at the Brentwood School.
Yeah, that's right. We're very excited about that. It's been done with a fantastic piano, and it's a bit of a challenge for the choir to sing in German. We've done it before and we're very excited about singing it. There are some choral pieces that are absolute top-notch, and that would be rated as one. There's so many ways to sing it. You can sing it with a huge orchestra, or you can do it in a very intimate version. The best recording of this piece of music is by the 16, and our last performance at Chumpsford Cathedral, we had two members who are actually in that recording as our soloists, so it's exciting to be singing this piece of music.
As you say, like most choirs in the country, you're a bit lighter on men than women. Perhaps there are chaps sitting at home thinking, I'd like to join a choir, but oh, I can't read music, or I feel a bit nervous. Can they join the choir?
It's a choir where we don't have auditions, but it is a choir where you have to work very hard, because tickets are quite expensive. They're up to £16 a ticket, so it has to be a good performance. But nowadays you can pick up your part by computer, you can practice your part, but you do have to be prepared to practice. If you can't read music, then the only way you can do it is to nearly learn it note by note. So that does take time, but a number of our members do learn all the music that way.
So you don't have to read music to sing in the choir?
It certainly helps if you can read music, and certainly if you're in the choir for very long, you will certainly start to learn how to sight read, and it was very useful for you, but you would have to practice, isn't it? You're never going to be doing it, certainly if you're male, you're never going to do it without a lot of hard work. But it's worth it, because the performance is stunning to perform. Sometimes with a huge orchestra and star soloists from all over the world, you're actually singing with them. That's something really worth trying. You don't sing the same notes, you're not in unison, everybody's singing something different. So it can be extremely exciting. I've seen members of the choir, particularly new members, absolutely turn to tears, so excited in the emotion of the singing that they've actually achieved for themselves. But they do have to work for it.
And as with most things worth doing, the more effort you put in, the more you'll get out.
Yeah, I think that's right. In terms of your voice, if you don't really sing, you lose your voice. The more you sing, in theory, the better it comes. I'm not sure whether that's true with mine, but I'm not sure.
And am I right in thinking it is the largest choral society in Brentwood?
Oh, yes, it's way the largest choral society in Brentwood. It's 120, 130 members. It varies a bit this time of the year, June. Quite a lot of people on holiday and so miss this concert. But come September, we expect to be at 130. And Christmas, you can sometimes have 140, because that's the big concert of the year, where you have an audience of 1,300 people. You have the ballet. You have a school choir. That's the big event. Every seat is sold. Even get Father Christmas, but he doesn't sing.
What's your typical performance schedule for the year, and where are your concerts normally?
Yeah, so the concerts are normally at Chumpsa Cathedral. The biggest concerts are held in the Brentwood International Centre, which of course holds 1,400, 1,500 people. We perform in Brentwood Cathedral, and this year we're performing at Brentwood School in their new auditorium with their incredible new grand piano.
Oh, lovely. That's for their German Requiem.
That's correct, yes.
And that will be with two pianos?
One piano, two people playing the same piano. It's been quite difficult to do. We've had to pay a lot of money to get in a really good top pianist to come and play that. You can't have anything amateur there. They've got to be really professional, and they are.
And can you tell me a little bit about your repertoire? What's the kind of thing that you normally perform?
We do lots of standard choral works like The Messiah, Haydn's Creation. We do a huge Christmas repertoire at Christmas. And we do some lighter music, Vivaldi, and types of music like that.
How is the piece chosen?
Now, we have a director of music. He has a big stay in it. Commercially, it's very important to get the right piece of music. For example, you know, if you're going to perform Handel's Messiah, you're going to get a large audience. If you do something like the Britain War Requiem, you're going to get substantially less people to come to it. But it's, of course, going to cost much more money to put on. Money's a big issue for choral societies.
What's the biggest cost for you?
Well, the biggest cost for us is the orchestra. A biggish orchestra costs about £5,500. And we always have professional soloists from London, come from all over the world, in fact. And they often charge £750, £1,000 plus for each performance. And if you have four soloists, that means your cost together with the hire of the hall can be £10,000 or £11,000. So it's a big undertaking for a charity.
Richard Randall, thank you very much indeed.